A snow-covered bridge buckles and collapses on Friday morning in Pittsburgh. Several cars and buses were on the bridge at the time. 10 people suffered minor injuries. In an ironic twist, just hours later, President Joe Biden comes to see it firsthand. He's on his way to deliver a speech nearby, remarkably about America's crumbling infrastructure. Eyewitnesses say the bridge collapse could have been a lot worse.
If this had happened 15 to 20 minutes later, you would have had buses with school kids on it, buses with workers. So the timing of this in terms of happening when it did was very fortuitous.
The bridge was built nearly a half century ago. Like dozens across the city of Pittsburgh, the federal government rated it in poor condition back in 2011. And more than 3 years ago, this Twitter user highlighted its corroded steel beams. It's unclear if it had ever been fixed.
But it's not just in Pittsburgh. All over America, infrastructure is in disrepair. And that's why last year Congress passed and President Joe Biden signed into law a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan to rebuild everything, including railroad lines, airports, tunnels, roads, and yes, bridges.
Biden is using the bridge collapse to champion the urgency of his hard-fought infrastructure efforts.
Across the country, there are 45,000 bridges in poor condition. It's just simply unacceptable. We have to do something about this. I've talked about it every time I've come to Pittsburgh, and we finally got it done.
According to the American Society of Civil Engineers, in the U.S., there are 617,000 bridges. 42% are over 50 years old, and 46,000 bridges in the U.S. are structurally deficient. On Friday, the problems with bridges abundantly clear for everyone to see. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.